Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hey, hello. It is the Go Birds Podcast. Elliot Chirpark, James Seltzer, brought to you by the official sponsor of the Go Birds show, Ashley. We love Ashley.
I love it. Like, it's just a simple name.
Yeah. It's a beautiful
name. It is.
So we'll get into it. We got some cool things to tell you about Ashley coming up in a minute, but shout out to our sponsor of the show. We're so happy to have Ashley as a part of the family. We'll take some cool stuff going on Ashley in a minute. But Elliot, how are you, my friend?
Doing good.
I haven't seen you in like 6 years. Because I'm so used to seeing you like every day.
No, I know.
And then you're gone for like 6 days and it's like, where is he? I actually texted you a couple days ago and I was like, I miss you. Where are you?
Wait, did you work Sunday?
I worked Sunday. Yeah, Jack and I did the show.
From where and why?
Right here, because I think we were originally supposed to be on after the Futures game, but then we ended up being in studio. Yeah, so I have
that must have been fun.
It was. We had a great time. Yeah.
I got lots of things. Now I guess we'll talk to Eagles.
Yeah, we'll get into the Jalen thing. All right, guys, don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry.
It is crazy. Like, I was gone. So I was in Chicago Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And I didn't record anything during that time. And it's just weird when you're so used to talking to a mic every single day.
Oh, it's so strange.
Yeah, like then when you go back to it, like I did my morning show yesterday. I was like, not nervous, but I was a little like...
I get the same thing when I'm off from producing for like because of buttons and all. And I go back, I'm like, I know how to do this, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I do.
But Chicago,
what a pro.
Turns out I do know how to do it. I mean, 15 years of muscle memory
staring at the phone,
after a while.
Staring at the phone ringing. Like, what do I do here?
Yeah, exactly.
It was cool. Was on Wrigley Field's field.
I saw the pictures.
I don't know if Tucker knew this. I was on the field of Wrigley. I got touched the ivy. I was in the bullpen. Picked up the bullpen phone.
Did you go to the John Mulaney show? Was that what you were out there?
No,
because I saw that was happening there.
Yeah.
So, you were going to Role Model or whatever, right?
No. Good guess.
It was a good guess.
Kristen's cousin Wednesday opened for Tyler Childress. So Tyler Childress, not my cup of tea, but it was very
not mine either, buddy.
Yeah, but it was very cool for Kristen's cousin.
That's a big deal. I mean, he's I've heard of him.
Yeah, and we were at Wrigley. Did I tell you guys the bullpen story?
You told me and Jack. I don't think you told Tucker.
So
very funny, the picture you sent us.
So we had
really funny. I have video proof of this.
Yeah, so we had VIP passes. No big deal to me. So we were able. They're
because Kristen's cousins in the band.
Correct. Yeah. Not because of me. Yeah. Just to be clear. Yeah.
You saw your contacts at Wrigley.
Yeah. Yeah. So the VIP setup for like the talent or whatever was in the bullpen. Right. So to get there, we walked across the field, touched the ivy, which was cool. I will say, like, as
it was
sports
a cool
guy,
picture
like,
me, yeah.
I get to go to all the NFL stadiums. I don't get to go to the baseball ones. And Wrigley, I think, is the
it's
one.
The cool, at least for
other
me,
than Fenway. Like, those Fenway, two, I think, though.
I've been to all those old ones. I've been to a lot of them. Like, they're new ones I haven't been to yet. I went to a lot when I was younger. Yeah. But, like, for me, like, walking in and seeing the ivy is still the coolest.
Dude, and also the location of the stadium. I love that all the...
Right in the city, yeah. Right, yeah, it's really cool.
So I do love that all the Philly stadiums are next to each other. I do. But when you see Wrigley and you, like, get off the sub and it's right there, it is very cool.
I know.
So anyway, we're in the bullpen, and I didn't even realize it was a bullpen at first. And then I saw the phone, and it said bullpen. And at this point, like, we were having a fun time. So I picked the phone up, and I'm, like, pretending to talk, and, like, we're taking videos, and I'm being, like, you know, blah, 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 blah. And we're doing it for a few minutes and it's ringing like while I'm doing this. But in my head, I'm like, it can't really be calling. Like, you know, like
it's there, not a real phone.
Well, yeah. There's no game going
on. Right. That's the point. Yeah.
You're
not,
exactly.
Like, it's not like someone calling from out. Yeah. There's
right.
No bullpen. Yeah.
So no one was picking up, obviously, but it just kept ringing. And we would like hang up and pick it up and take pictures and stuff. And finally, a security guard comes over and like not in a super playful tone was like, stop touching the bullpen phone. Like, so
we have a picture of Elliot on the bullpen phone. Yeah. It's very funny.
So I wonder if it was ringing in the dugout.
Oh, might've been
like, you know, like in the security guard, there was probably like, yeah, will you tell someone to stop
doing this
thing is ringing.
Yeah, when they pick it up, it rings. Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, like, I'm sure
it was calling.
Of course,
so
it was probably that's hilarious.
Ringing in
that's
the dugout.
Happened. Yeah. That's so great.
So that was fun. But yeah, it was cool to get away. Chicago's an awesome city.
It is a great city.
I gotta say, like, obviously, Philly will always have my heart. I'm biased to Philly. Man, Chicago, it's good.
I've always said that if I had to live in a New York, in a city outside of Philadelphia in America, New York and Chicago are the only two that I
So I would greatly prefer Chicago to New York, but in terms of like our jobs too.
Boston would be my brother lives in New York. I have like a lot of ideas. So it's like for me, it'd be a little different, but I agree. I think Chicago is
Boston,
a top tier city.
Boston or New York?
Boston. I don't know Boston enough. I need to spend more time in Boston, but like I haven't gone, I went a lot when I was younger. I haven't gone as much as an adult to Boston, only a few times. So I probably should spend more time there, but
yeah, I haven't been in downtown.
I'm sure
Boston
I'd be all right in Boston. Yeah.
So it was fun. And then, you know, today we got the England game. Very excited for
I mean, the
All-Star game last night. That was the other thing I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, well, we'll get into the All-Star game in a sec, just because you brought the World Cup as a French-Norwegian, you know, half of my blood is quarter French, quarter Norwegian.
Tough 48 hours.
It really was. It really was tough, especially, I mean, and you know, the Brits, but yeah, the Norway got screwed on that wire thing, but whatever, you
so
know.
So I've not seen a compelling clip of it. Maybe it did hit, maybe it didn't, but
regardless, look, I mean, no one's gotten screwed more than whoever plays Argentina. So you know, I mean,
I've been heated debates about the Argentina thing. So
do you have a take different than they have been given?
Yeah, well, my take is this, that they've gotten favorable calls.
Oh yeah.
But,
I mean, there are a couple, like the Egypt game felt corrupt. I don't like, otherwise I think they've gotten favorable call. The Egypt thing, that goal being taken away and that non-penalty kick, like those felt like what are we even doing?
So
what's the point of this?
On the Egypt thing, I think I don't like VAR. I
said it from the beginning.
Yeah.
It was the first thing I tweeted early in this tournament was I'm having a great time at the World Cup. VAR sucks.
Agreed. I'm not a VAR guy. So like, but if it's going to be used and they're going to do if
but
it's
but there
a
was
foul.
Like multiple things that happened.
No, I agree. Yeah. I think it's whack. I'm just saying that happens. That's how it's used.
Yeah, but it felt like that was like a misuse of it. It was like
I'm with you.
Okay.
I hate it. I just think it's
I think the Argentina thing has felt real. Like it has felt like, and again, we know this is a corrupt organization. We benefited from it.
Yeah.
Like the Balogun thing was corrupt. Like there's no other way to put it. Like he should not have played and he did. And it was corrupt.
Yeah.
Now
I don't think it was a fair red, but yes,
I agree with you. Oh
law,
no, I didn't
right,
think it was
correct,
a fair red either, but it is what it is. The point is there is corruption rampant in this, right? And it's always been that way. Like Sepp Blatter's reign too was super corrupt. And all that. I mean, they did the last World Cup in Qatar and built stadiums, had people die and stuff and whatever, you know, like
I'm not defending FIFA.
And it's my, because the World Cup has been amazing and it's been one of the great things of this summer and a great American moment, all that.
Yeah.
But like the one flaw, and especially if Argentina was on a win, like it has felt my like we, there are so many things we love about sports, camaraderie, this, that, but I think at the end of the day, if I had to just pick one thing compared to everything else, is it is the single truest meritocracy we still have. There's almost nothing that's a true meritocracy right. anymore. It's as close as we're going to freaking get. And when the justice feels in question, that's when I'm at my most.
So upset. I think that's the thing about VAR is it allows it to be controlled in a way, right?
Totally.
Whereas when I watch the championship is the league below the Premier League, they don't have VAR. And I will say this sounds crazy, but it's honest to God true. When you watch every team, when you watch every game for your team in the championship, the calls just even out. There are some weeks you get them against you and there's some weeks you don't. Right. So
it's like where it's like he had a hair that was past the guy. It's like, what are we doing
now
here,
in the Switzerland game? The it was more circumstantial. I thought he already had a yellow.
The guy deserved
tough.
It. That
the
was the right call.
It was
no, that was the right call. The Egypt game really bothered.
The Egypt one, I would agree. That was pretty crazy.
That was the one that bothered me. The Swiss one, it was like, okay.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I've said this about the automatic the ABS system in baseball, right? Like there will be moments in the playoffs and I'm assuming it's being used there, right? It's being used there.
Oh
right?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if it was.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Where there will be a strike three that everyone will go crazy and then they will, you know, they'll review it and then that'll be that. So yeah, not loving VAR, but excited for today. I mean, you have the four top teams in the final four. So that's pretty cool. And obviously I hope England wins the game.
I obviously you hope England wins. And guess what? I'm on Team England now. Just
there we
because
go.
Like I when I look at it, first of all, you know me. When it comes to if I don't have a real dog in the fight, I'm always gonna choose for the fan base that has
waited the longest. Argentina just won it. Now they've
Spain won a couple of Spain won 2010 or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I forget what year. They won the Euros.
The
recently,
point
too.
Is England has not won the World Cup since 1966. So this is not a hard call for
it's
me. Plus,
home.
Like I have like friends who are English, like I've known English people, like I don't have any connection to Spain. I have no connection to Argentina. So like this is an easy one for me to go with the Brits here.
Yeah.
But definitely I was France, Norway, and you know.
Disappointing.
A little less. All right. We're going to get to the All-Star game and then to the Go Birds and the whole thing. But we mentioned Ashley at the top of the show. And we're so excited to have Ashley as a part of our show, as a sponsor moving forward, the sponsor of our show. And we're excited to share that our official sponsor, the Go Bird Show, Ashley, is hosting a special event
this
next
is pretty
Saturday.
Cool, I got to say, when we first heard about it, I was excited for it. And then you hear the details and
it's pretty neat. So next Saturday is July 25th at their Turnersville location in New Jersey. A live broadcast starting at noon. You'll have the opportunity to meet All-Star and Philly baseball pitcher fan favorite Joan Duran during an exclusive in-store meet and greet in addition on Ultimate Summer Giveaway. No purchase is necessary to enter, but you must be present to win. We would love you bring your family out to enjoy an afternoon pack with excitement. Meet Joan Duran, one of baseball's brightest young stars. A amazing, fun player
for our
team.
You get to watch the WIP broadcast.
And you get to watch the WIP
broadcast. It'll be cool. It'll be a WIP broadcast. It'll be Joan Duran. It'll be a brand new store. We said this when Ashley first started. I think it's fun to go to furniture stores and sit on couches.
Oh,
I
buddy.
Enjoy it.
Yes.
This one's soft. This one's not. You put your feet up on it.
I agree with you.
As honest to God, going through like.
Well, because it's such an important thing because like when you get a couch that you need, you're going to sit in it a lot, right? Like it better freaking be comfortable. Yeah. And guess what? Go to Ashley. You'll find that way. Mattresses. They got all.
Now, I
the
don't
good
really. Yeah. Mattresses, I feel like you have to test them out at home. Couches, I'm good sitting on.
Okay. I think you should test it all out. But either way, show up. It's going to be awesome. We hope to see you and your family next Saturday at noon at the Ashley store in Turnersville. All right. Let's talk.
Have you met Duran?
No.
No, you haven't? Seems like a fun guy.
He does.
I feel like whenever you have that intro, you're a fun personality.
He's a big boy.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. He's like 6'5", dude. He's huge.
He is?
Yeah.
He's huge.
He's like 6'5". I asked him a question on Monday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Does he feel as big in person? I mean, he looks huge.
Yeah. I mean, he was like sitting on a stool and I had to stand.
So I didn't realize he was 6'5".
Yeah,
wow.
Okay. Yeah,
I always think of like baseball. Built. I guess pitchers are tall, actually.
It depends. I mean, some are smart. But yeah, he is a big one. Yeah. You could tell when you're watching the All-Star game, like he just towers over like Schwarber and those guys. Like it's very funny. I mean, Harper is 6'2" and he looks tiny next to Duran, which is
crazy. I didn't know Harper was 6'2", and I've been around Harper.
Harper's
no big deal to me. Schwarber. Shorter side.
Yeah, Schwarber's short. Schwarber's like 5'11 or something like that. Yeah. All right. The All-Star game, the experience. Look, I don't think we need to discuss. Tucker and I were both there. I mean,
did you stay the whole time?
Yeah, see, the whole time of the All-Star game, and I was there for most of the All-Star Derby or Home Run Derby. I left before they did. But I think very clear. We did a poll in the morning show. What was better? 95% of people said the Home Run Derby.
Wasn't even close.
It was a bad game.
Last night.
The All-Star game was a bad game, but I will say everything leading up to it, the pomp and circumstance, the introductions, the whole thing, I thought it was phenomenal. I thought that the execution of the weekend by the Philadelphia Phillies and by fans in the city of Philadelphia, I thought it could not have looked cooler, been cooler, felt bigger. Just the game was horrible.
Well, I thought the Sandlot thing
was amazing. It was the number one thing that I got texts from, like, so many different people being like, wow, this
that was
so
awesome.
Cool.
Like the visual, like, obviously I wasn't there, but just watching it on TV, it seemed
played,
really cool.
It played in the stadium.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. And like, I was also
thinking, you knew what it was immediately too, because even as soon as they play the song, as soon as you hear Ray Charles, you, that version of you start thinking of the Sandlot because it's such an indelible.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the verse, you're like, oh, I know exactly. Like, it was not like a, what's going on with, it was like Sandlot.
Well,
boom.
How cool, I was thinking, for those kids. Think about the visual those kids saw of riding out
totally,
into the fireworks.
Well, and then they got to go in, like, the one shot of the kid with the bike, and he's like talking to Marsh as the fireworks are behind them.
It's
they're
awesome.
Looking at
That's
it.
Like
it was magic. It was freaking magic.
Once in a, like,
magic.
Sorry to break it to you guys, kids. Probably mostly downhill.
Coolest moment of your life. Yeah,
you've already had it. Yeah. So that was really cool. But I agree. The execution of it was awesome. To tie the NFL in here a little bit. Like, I will say one thought I've definitely had during the All-Star festivities is I wish the NFL was able to have something like it. I know it's hard to do because you can't play
it's
a football game.
For an All-Star game.
Agreed, yeah.
They need like some, like, honestly, I will say the draft is kind of like that for the NFL a little bit now.
In terms of everyone coming together.
Yeah, like, I mean,
point.
Like,
yeah.
When you watch it, it's on TV. There's tons of people. It's
That's
multiple days.
Yeah.
Like, I do think the draft is kind of what the All-Star game is from a TV perspective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just appreciated, so with Bryce, right? Like the moment we texted about this little, but the moment that really hit me too was Bryce's introduction. And look, Bryce did not have a good home run derby, right? Like he had 8 home runs. He had like some embarrassing hits. Right. But I feel like one thing that's become very common in other sports, I can't speak to hockey because I don't really follow it a ton, but in baseball and basketball is the top stars don't participate.
Do the dunk and all,
they don't do the dunk contest, the Pro Bowl. Like no one goes anymore.
I mean, Shedeur Sanders was a Pro Bowl.
Exactly.
Roster.
Now, Bryce being in the All-Star, or sorry, the Home Run Derby, not really his game at this point. He's not a power hitter.
He only did it because it was here, and he's
that's what I appreciate
and
about it.
There's like, no chance he would have done it otherwise.
Agreed. So I like the fact that the Home Run Derby to me felt like the stars of baseball giving fans what they wanted. Schwarber is the top home run hitter in the league right now. He was there. How many times in basketball or football do we say the top guy is doing
well,
it?
Well, it's
right?
What it used to be in basketball. It isn't anymore.
Exactly.
That's the problem. But that's what Jordan and Dominique and
they don't do it
Vince
anymore.
Carter even like through the years and then it stopped. But that was what made the dunk contest work was the best players and dunkers alive would do it.
Right. So Bryce coming out, getting up on
and
the
then
ropes.
We've got like Nate Robinson and like, you know, like whoever, you know, Cedric Ceballos and some, I mean, they were good dunks, but it's like, it just doesn't feel as big when those guys are winning the dunk contest instead of, you know, the big dogs.
Right. So I thought that it was just really
blame
cool.
LeBron, future six of LeBron, never would do it.
Yeah.
I always wanted LeBron to do the dunk. Anyway,
I thought it was really cool that Bryce like embraced being a star, giving the fans what he wanted. And I wish there was, you're right, the draft is like that. But the difference with the draft is the top stars aren't like the, like Patrick Mahomes isn't there. Like Jalen Hurts isn't there. You're right that it is a congregation of fans and there are the players being drafted, but there's not a lot of events like the baseball All-Star that the NFL has where all the top guys are there. You can see them. Like, I know this is not the same as a home run derby, but like the quarterback skill competition. Like, I think that would be a really cool thing if they did on a Friday night and everyone watched. And it felt to me like the players really cared about winning on Friday night or Saturday night, whatever night it was. And oh no, it was a Sunday night.
Home Run Derby was
Monday night.
Yeah,
so I got
you're
there slowly.
There.
Yeah.
Eventually, I had to get
I just liked that the players really seemed to care about it. And I liked, and now I think the fans played a part in it.
The
players made
the
it
was electric.
It just, I love basketball and football more than I love baseball, I'll just be honest. And so for me, I wish that the sports I love the most had something
I
like that.
I get it. Yeah, for sure. No, it was a really special, you know, few days here in Philly. And obviously it's part of the summer of Philly in sports, you know, the World Cup shined.
And the All-Star game was cooler than I thought. We had talked about it. I didn't think it would be as cool as it was. Like there's an All-Star game in the city every year.
Yeah.
It's not that unique. Whereas the 250th, very unique. World Cup, very unique. The All-Star game ended up, I think, feeling way more special than I anticipated.
I totally agree. It did. Yeah. Again, it was just the National League had 3 hits and struck out 15 times and none of the Phillies did anything except Lizardo. And that was the, you know, that was the problem.
Did Bryce get up?
Yeah. He was over. two or whatever. You know, it was just that was all she wrote. But
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
One of the biggest things I see... most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
On the whole... and I know we've said this a lot, was the soccer and this and that, but I felt very proud to be a Philadelphian. I felt proud of our city. I felt proud of our team, our fan base. It just felt like a really cool thing.
Citizens Bank Park, to me.
Just rips, man.
It's the best argument against a dome. The aerial shots of Citizens Bank Park on a nice day are unbelievable.
Well, it's funny. We did have a caller. It was a shame you weren't on with us in the morning show. Jody Mag was in me. Ruben Morrow was in there. But we had a caller call up. Jordan and Princeton, great callers. Yes. Called the show many times. Call up and say, hey, listen, like, I get the arguments against it, but like we just saw Philadelphia crush an All-Star game, crush these World Cup games, crush the July, like being on the national stage is like the economic impact and just the city impact to having these events here, whether it be Super Bowls, whatever. He's like, you need a dome. And I was like,
yeah,
I don't fully agree, but you make a compelling case.
Dude, it's so funny how I had the opposite takeaway and I'm Mr. Dome. It like my takeaway was like, man, it looked really cool. The fireworks. Now, look, if it rained, it would have been ruined. Yep. So, you know,
and that's the point. It was perfect. Both nights, honestly, that's probably the thank you.
The weather came through.
It was perfect.
It makes me sad, too, that it rained on July 4th.
I know. It's as perfect
as
it could
have been. We were almost as close as it could have been.
At least the soccer game went off.
Yeah, I mean, some of the soccer games got ruined, but yes.
No, I'm saying that one. The July 4th soccer game went off without a hitch, at least. All right. Let's talk some birds.
Yeah.
Probably.
What's today? Wednesday?
Yes.
2 weeks from today, they'll have their first practice.
Wow. Wow, dude.
We're almost there.
Wow, that's pretty crazy, actually, especially because it felt like it was longer. All right. The Jalen thing, and we'll get into more tomorrow. We got another pod coming out tomorrow. We'll get into more of the other positions and more going on with the Eagles and stuff because we had the All-Star game and stuff to react to today. And look, I think the Jalen thing deserves its own little discussion day as an Eagles thing. And again, we'll get into more tomorrow, another pod coming. But I'm sure most people who listen to this pod have heard of it by now, but in case you didn't, ESPN did it, and they're doing multiple lists, and we'll get into more of them, like I said, but they did basically surveying execs. And
I think the exact number is 70.
70. Okay. Execs, clear. Coaches, whatever, people around the league that they speak to, ranking the positions.
Yeah. So to be clear, so I have the rankings here. They only do 1 through 10 in an actual 1 through 10. After that, it's like honorable mentions, receiving votes, and those type of things. But Jalen came in essentially 17th. So in case you haven't seen the list, It's Josh Allen 1, Patrick Mahomes 2, Matthew Stafford 3, Joe Burrow 4, Lamar Jackson 5, Dak Prescott 6, Justin Herbert 7, Drake May 8, Jared Goff 9, and then Caleb Williams is number 10. So those are the top 10 rankings. After that, they do the honorable mentions. So these people also, in theory, came ahead of Jalen. Now, it's a little less clear if, like, Trevor Lawrence would be ahead or whatever, but... Excuse me. Sam Darnold, Jaden Daniels, Jordan Love, Brock Purdy, Baker Mayfield, Trevor Lawrence all get honorable mentions. And then Jalen is dead last on the list. So they didn't put him 17th, but he essentially came in 17th, I would say. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
Go ahead.
So here's what I would say. I love lists. I love lists.
Yes.
We love them.
We're both
in fact, I think I'm going to do a ranking of lists. Like,
I love that.
And if I did,
and
honestly,
your stupid NFL top 100 will be ranked way higher than it should be on your list.
Yeah, it will be. It will probably be top 3. But like, if I were to do a list, I think this is the top list. Like, I think this is the closest we get in some ways to an actual look of what the league feels about players. So I think with some lists, we can kind of poke holes in them. Like the players list, you poke holes in and like, well, they don't watch everybody, right? When Pro Football Focus does a list, that's like their opinion, right? So I don't know, when it comes to ranking players, there's no true ultimate list because it's subjective. You can rank by a billion different things and it's all opinions. I think this is the closest thing we'll get to like how the league views players. So do I think Jalen belongs higher than 17th? Of course Jalen belongs higher than, like, duh, like he's won a Super Bowl. So that's my opinion. And we'll talk more about that in a second. But I think also we have to accept, like, this is how Jalen is viewed. It is what it is. There's not much disputing it. Like, I think he's better than Trevor Lawrence. I think he deserves to be ahead of Jordan Love. Like, those are my opinions, right? But what Jalen not has to accept at all, because he can use his motivation and, you know, he's one of only maybe four guys or five guys in here that has a legit shot at the Hall of Fame right now. But that's it. Like, this is how he's viewed. I think if there was a redraft of the quarterbacks, this is how it would look to a certain degree. Maybe he goes 3 spots higher. Maybe he goes 3 spots lower. Who knows? But I don't think he'd be a top 10 quarterback drafted. And I think this is the closest thing we will see to a true opinion of how Jalen is viewed in the league.
So yeah, they're wrong. And they've been wrong about him his whole career.
But do you agree with what I'm saying?
I don't know. Like, I guess so. I don't think we'll ever get a true opinion. Like, we don't know if like what teams these people are on, if it's even smattering around the league. It could be like 80% AFC people who don't watch as much. Like, we don't know. We really don't. Like, I think it's of these lists, probably like more.
That's the point.
But again, also like, again, these are always the opinions of people. And also like, we don't know what biases people have in their own, like, whatever, you know, all I know is that I think that's nonsense, that list. And I used to get really worked up about these. I'm done with it. I don't care. Like, my guy's won a Super Bowl. My guy's been to 2. Like, if you want to keep putting Justin Herbert or whoever at him, like, that's fine. I don't care. Like, go for it. Like, it's silly. Like, it's
so that's kind of where
I think it's so stupid. And honestly, I'm at the point where I think, and we know Jalen sees this stuff, I think it's a good thing. Like, rank him low. Honestly, at this point, we know that that's what he reacts to. We know that he has used things as motivation before. I think a fired up, motivated Jalen is a great Jalen. So, rank him low, like keep bringing it. But I think it is, look, I think that the NFL has always had an issue, and we've talked about this so many times, ranking the physical abilities of quarterbacks over the mental abilities of quarterbacks. It's how Tom Brady went in the 6th round. And we've had it for years, forever. It's why the tools guys go high. And like, when you both, great, that's awesome. But I think the NFL for a long time has underrated quarterbacks who don't meet certain arm criteria or whatever, like physical criteria in a certain way, or ability to make every throw on the field or whatever nonsense that is. Like, that stuff matters in a way, but I think it matters far less, as you know, I've always said, than what happens above the shoulders.
Right.
And I still think the NFL is at a deficiency in recognizing that and evaluating for it. So like I think they're wrong because of that. I think they way overrate the physical stuff. And again, we think Jalen is underrated in that to begin with, but I'm not going to be upset about it anymore. I'm going to hope that Jalen's using his motivation. I just think it's silly. Like, I don't know what else to say anymore.
So a couple things off that. One, what's surprising to me about him finishing so low is quarterbacks are paid the most in the NFL. So you're basically, by paying them the most in the NFL position wise, you're basically saying in some ways they are the ones that correlate the most to wins, right? And so the NFL agrees, like, to win, you need to have a good quarterback. That's why they pay quarterbacks so much money. That's why they don't pay safeties as much money, right? So the NFL as a whole is telling you quarterbacks are directly impactful for winning. And no quarterback, I mean, you know, maybe one or two, has won more than Jalen over the past 4 years. Jalen has won a Super Bowl. He's been to two Super Bowls. He probably has a 75% winning percentage.
His two bad seasons were when he won 11 games.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So, like, this is a good example. Yesterday, I forget who said it to me, but someone was like, well, Trevor Lawrence had a better year than Jalen. It's like, maybe, but Trevor Lawrence...
But Jalen, all the years prior, Jalen was better.
Well, no, but here's my thing, and this is why I think how we view things gets warped a little bit. Trevor Lawrence had a really good year because Jacksonville won the division, right? Yeah. Won the division, hosted home playoff game, lost, right? Didn't win a playoff game.
That's a great point.
Jalen won the division.
Did the same thing, yeah.
But the difference is the Jags and Trevor Lawrence have not accomplished. Right.
Yeah.
So we view Trevor Lawrence as having a good year. We don't view Jalen as having a good year, even though they accomplished mostly the same thing. And I also think that, look, when we live through the 25 season, I think most weeks, if we went back and listened to us talk, we would say Jalen is not having a great year, right?
Yeah.
So I think there is a lot of truth in how you feel when you live through it. But I also think there's some truth in being removed from it and looking back on it. And I looked at Jalen's stats for last year, and I came up with 7 good ones and 4 bad ones. The 7 good stats, and I think this paints the picture of better than 17th. He was tied for first in fewest interceptions among starting
quarterbacks. Which is so big, and we always talk about it, and that is underrated by these ranker people, you know?
He was tied 2nd in turnover-worthy plays in terms of 2nd fewest, 7th in quarterback wins. This one I think is noteworthy, because if you ask anyone, how was Jalen as a running quarterback last year, you would go, non-existent.
Yeah,
didn't run it.
Yeah.
4th in rushing yards among quarterbacks.
Wow.
4th in rushing touchdowns. 12th in passing touchdowns, right? Not 17th, not 25th. 12th in passing touchdowns. And this is a bit of a niche stat, but I like it. Tied 12th in big time throws, which Pro Football Focus lists as like tight window downfield throws. So like, that's not the 17th best quarterback. When you add in, you could argue last year he wasn't the 17th best quarterback, but I'll tell you who wasn't the 2nd best quarterback in the league last year. Patrick Mahomes.
Oh yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, obviously his resume is being taken into account.
Joe Burrow too.
Joe Burrow is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
I'm done with Joe. Like, just like people are done with Justin Herbert being ahead of Jalen, I'm done with Joe Burrow being ahead of Jalen.
Oh, I like this.
So right. Bad stats. 16th in passing yards, not terrible, but that's not like elite, right? 18th, and where I think Jalen did struggle last year is his accuracy did go down, and you can see that, right? So on target throw, which is something Pro Football Reference tracks, in 2024, he was 7th in on target throw percentage. Last year, he was 20th. In 2024, he was 8th in bad throw percentage in terms of 8th fewest percent. He was 23rd last year. So he did take a step back in his accuracy and his decision making last year. But even all those things being said, I think you could paint the picture that last year he was a top 13 quarterback, 14. But so to put him 17th to me, you're negating everything he's done, and you're not doing that for the other guys.
That's the point.
Right.
Where's the same energy for everyone else? And everyone always makes excuses for these other guys. I mean, Justin Herbert has peed down his leg every single playoff opportunity this guy has gotten. He has looked like a disaster. And last year he was good during I even remember I'm like, Charlie, you look good. Like, good for him. Playoffs, Patriots. Stunk.
Yeah.
He stunk, just like he stunk in the worst playoff performance you've ever seen when he gave up a 30-point lead or whatever that was, that 35-point lead at halftime. Like, he's been a disaster. Jalen Hurts has played his best games in the biggest games. And like, where does that like come into play?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That.
And then to your point also, like, there's so many excuse me. Well, guys didn't have players, didn't have this and that. How about the fact that Jalen came off a Super Bowl last year, that his entire offense stunk, that his offensive line played like crap, that his main receiver was asking out 3 weeks into the season and didn't show up for a playoff game. Like, where are all those excuses for Jalen? Like, why do we make those type of excuses for every other quarterback who's like a question mark in the top 10 or top 15? But for Jalen, it's always the bad stuff that people focus on instead of making the excuses.
So here was my other thing I was going to say.
I'm getting worked up.
I know you are.
But not because of the ranking. Because the Jalen hate
is the Jalen using it as motivation, right? And then I have a bunch more thoughts. Yeah. But I agree that it's fun for him to use it as motivation, and like, he responds well to these things and all that. But like, I would also say, you know, put yourself in his shoes. I'll put myself in his shoes, right? Jalen has worked hard at football for almost his entire adult life. And almost every step of the way, he's had to hear he's not good enough. Mm-hmm. And I understand that can be motivating. But at a certain point, I would like Jalen to experience what it feels like when everybody agrees he's great.
Well,
right?
He won the Super Bowl, but I guess it wasn't. Yeah, you're right. The day after. Yeah, we
right. So like,
our own colleagues.
So I just think that while, yes, it is motivating and, you know, he's going to use this as blah, 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 blah. I also
it's more that no, I'm not saying like, well, like I'd rather I'm just to clarify my position, I'd rather he got the praise.
Yeah.
I'm just saying since he didn't use it as motivation. Right. You know what I mean?
I just think if I was him, I would like to experience what it feels like to have everybody be like, no, like you're actually awesome, right? Like, so I do wish he would get to experience that.
Well, 2022 he did.
A little, yeah. He's had moments of it. Moments of it. What I'm saying is like, and I guess if we lived through the careers of other people, we would see more of the downs. But like Josh Allen, almost universally always viewed as a top three quarterback. Like Patrick Mahomes, now he's accomplished a ton, top three. Like Justin Herbert, to your point, Justin Herbert always gets to open these lists up and see that he's top 10 or whatever, yeah. Even though he's not accomplished much. But the tough part of it is, while all of everything I think we said is true, obviously we said it, is like we have to accept the NFL does think Justin Herbert is better. They just do. And like what's weird is just that you would think the things they would value, they clearly see something with Jalen that maybe we're not seeing. Because yes, Jalen, like they've not been a prolific passing offense, but even last year he was 12th in passing touchdowns. So it just is weird to me. Now, when I look at the list, here is not like just to put together my own thing quickly. Here's the guys. I think there are five quarterbacks I'm okay being ranked definitely ahead of Jalen. Like I can accept that they have either more talent, more accomplishment, something. I think at this point I'm okay with Josh Allen in some order, Patrick Mahomes, Matthew Stafford, Lamar Jackson, and I would put Caleb Williams.
Well, so I push back on Lamar still. Like okay, Lamar, I know fair. Regular season, sure, he's that's a better fair. Quarterback, but Lamar is yet to come through in the playoffs. Like I do hold I think, that against him.
I think that's fair. Now for me, just,
I get that he's going to be ahead of
like
rankings.
The 4,000 yards.
I'm okay with it, like because of the seasons, but like the idea that it's like a lock that I'd rather have Jalen Hurts in the playoffs than Lamar Jackson. That matters to me.
Yeah.
You know? I agree. Lamar has done he's won two MVPs. Yeah, like, you have to put him ahead of him, but I just don't think it's like this, like, you know, he's so much better.
Right.
And Caleb, I wouldn't put Caleb ahead of him, but I also think Caleb has the best arm I've ever seen.
Yeah. So. I mean, I think honestly, if I was starting a team today,
I might pick Caleb.
It would be Josh Allen or Caleb.
Yeah.
Would be the
I'd probably take Caleb, but again, I don't know that he has earned it yet, but I get it.
Now the guys that I would like, you could talk me into it, but I would probably take Jalen, or at least I think Jalen belongs ahead of them. Like I do think Brock Purdy is very good when he plays, and he's been to a
like
Super
Purdy.
Bowl.
I think he's a good player. Almost I wouldn't put him ahead of Jalen, but I put him with Jalen. I think there's
Drake May is tough for me. Like I would put Jalen. Certainly,
I don't
belongs
think you can do Drake May.
Him.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
Yeah, but I think
he's good. He has a chance to be better. He's a
and I think if you said to me, you know, remove all emotion and everything, if you could take Drake May or Jalen right now,
well, I think I would, that's a different story because he's younger and all that. But
exactly. Yeah. But like Dak Prescott doesn't belong ahead of Jalen. Justin Herbert does not. Sam Darnold doesn't. Jaden Daniels doesn't. Jordan Love doesn't. Baker doesn't. Trevor doesn't. And Joe Burrow. Here's my thing with Joe Burrow. I'm not disputing that when he plays, he is very good. But he misses a ton of time. And you cannot tell me you're a great quarterback if your team hasn't been in the playoffs in 3 years. Right? Like, that's crazy to me. The Bengals have Joe Burrow and they have awesome talent around him. His offensive line's not been great, but they have awesome talent around him. And they have not been in the playoffs for 3 years. And I know the defense is bad and all those things, but guess what? Jalen had a terrible defense in 2023. You know what the Eagles did? They made the playoffs, right? So Joe Burrow, I think, is starting to be much more in the Justin Herbert camp of, yes, he's good. We can admit that, but like, ultimately, they're not accomplishing anything with him. So if the Bengals called me today straight up and said, I'll trade you Joe Burrow for Jalen Hurts, I would say no, just because I know what I have in Jalen. I think the upside with Joe Burrow might be higher, just because I think in the pocket, he can be pretty lethal. But like, man, he is hurt a lot and they don't win with him. They just don't win with him. So I think Joe Burrow is the one guy. Like, I feel way stronger about Jalen being ahead of Joe Burrow than I do Lamar.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Well, and that's funny because I'm kind of the other way. Because at least Burrow's been to a Super Bowl, has won the playoffs and stuff like that. But I get it.
But it just seems like such
no,
a
I get
fluke
it.
Now.
Look, I get it. I get it. I don't think it's a fluke. I think he's super talented, but he just can't stay healthy. He can't stay
well, that's
it.
A huge part
yeah,
of it.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing.
Exactly. So I get it, but you know, the other way to look at this is like, we talk a lot about Jalen's contract. If this is how the NFL views Jalen,
then maybe get him for cheap.
Maybe you won't have to pay
him
like
that
much. Because if this is legit how they view him and he's a 17th best quarterback, like not cheap, obviously, but maybe you're not going to have to give him $70 million a year. Now, if he has an awesome year.
Yeah. It's a fact. We've talked about it so many times and we'll keep saying it. He is the most unique in terms of how he's ranked, how he's thought of, the accomplishments versus the actual what people think of him that I remember. I mean, over Donovan, over whoever we want to say in the city, like no one has had more high level accomplishments and yet is thought of like more lowly by a large portion, or I don't know if it's a large portion, but a portion of the fan base than Jalen Hurts. It's a wild thing. It's a wild thing.
It's got to be wild for him.
Of course. He's a quarterback of the Eagles too. Yeah. It's like, it's crazy. Yeah. Crazy. All right. You got anything else on the Jalen?
I don't think he'll be in the NFL top 100. I know you won't care.
Well, at this point, I'd be shocked now.
Because they're up to
after this year too.
Also,
what number are they at? He's got no chance if they're already up to a number.
I think they're in the 50s. I could be wrong. But as someone that is a strong defender of the NFL top 100, I want to give some advice to them.
Ooh.
The way they release this is absurd.
It's
as someone
so
that is
stupid.
Chronically online and love lists, I have no idea what number they're at. I have no idea what their release schedule is.
You're
like,
right.
Put them out 10 a day at the same time, or like,
or do it once a week at the same time, or whatever you're going to do.
Be
like
them
every
out.
Wednesday or whatever, or put them all out. Yeah.
Yeah.
But just like, put them all out. I don't think the release is smart. I think people react to whole lists these
days.
Agreed.
Yeah. And I think it's a little interesting being like, who could, but do it in two or three days. They do it over 6 weeks, I think.
Nonsense.
And I love the list, but they gotta
tighten
be better.
It up.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Agreed. It doesn't come out well. But yeah, I mean, I think it'll be motivating for Jalen, I guess, blah, blah. But eventually I just hope internally he's able to have moments where he feels like he's really accomplished things and he feels like all the work he's putting in has paid off.
I agree with that. All right. Let's get to final thoughts.
All right. Okay. So I was on a plane this weekend. So obviously it's a plane final thought.
You didn't drive to Chicago or run?
I didn't, but it is drivable.
I know it is. I have driven to Chicago. Yeah. Yes. It's like a 12, 13 hour drive.
Yeah. Which definitely gets to
it's
being high, long.
Yeah. Maybe a little
all
longer.
Right, so I think
16 hour. I can't remember.
I think, I actually have three really good ones now that I thought about it. Ugh, but I'll do the plane one.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. We got a show tomorrow. I'm saving my All About Eve final thought for tomorrow.
All About
Eve.
Oh, what's Eve?
All About Eve.
I'm excited to hear what this is.
Cool.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Isn't it a TV show?
Almost.
Yeah. Movie?
It's one of the most famous movies ever made. Yes.
Wow. All right.
I mean, old school movie. It's a 1950 movie. But
it would have been weird if you had a thought on a TV show. I take that back.
Yeah. All About Eve won Best Picture in 1950. It's considered, it's on an AFI top. Any list of the best movies ever, All About Eve is somewhere on there.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
One of the biggest things I see... most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing.
I got a thought for tomorrow. So that's a real exciting tease for everyone.
So all
these people can't wait for my thoughts on the 1950 movie.
Well, they get a lot of them.
They do. 1950s. Well, I thought that it's a gay, not many 1950.
All right. So I think we'd all agree a major problem on planes, and people complain about this a lot, is people getting up at the end of the plane trip.
Of course.
Before you strike me as someone that does that.
I used to be. Yeah. So when I was younger, I used to do that. I would never like run. I would never leave. Like I would never like, I would always wait
but
my
you
turn.
You can barely sit for the whole pod.
And that's the point. Yeah, that's I'm just, I mean. A, like, I just yeah, like to right. get up and like, feel like I'm going, but I used to feel like anxiousness about wanting to get out. Like, let's go. Now I just sit. I don't care anymore. Like I'm very chill about it now, but I used to be a little, but I would never like get, there is few things I hate more than people breaking societal contracts.
Right that
we, you know what I mean? Like we all have agreed and accepted that when you get off a plane, you all get up and you go row by row and you wait your turn.
You get your stuff.
And that's just the way it works. And anyone who breaks that, unless you have obviously like if you have a flight to catch and they say, hey, can you let these people? I get it. But people who break that, I hate that. Like instinctually, so, I hate you.
Good news. I thought of the way to solve it. And I think it's
I like this.
Yeah.
This
so I think it's so simple. I'm shocked no one's thought of it. And there has to be a reason for it. I know we have pilots that listen to the show, but
yeah, shout out to Zach.
Yeah, exactly. Good memory there. This is the answer. You can't get up out of here. Do you know how when you land, they ring the bell and you're allowed to like, you don't do that until the door is ready to be open.
Ooh,
so
you're
not allowed to get up until the door opens, because then when you get up, people immediately start to leave.
I love this.
So
fully supported. Right? And I think you're technically not supposed to get up till then anyway, but people do.
You're not, but people do. But they undo the seatbelt thing and everybody stands up.
Yep.
And I get maybe like if you have to go to the bathroom, that could be a potential, but you don't get up unless you're going to the bathroom. And I think the new rule should be until the plane door is open, like you are at the gate, you're attached to the thing, the door is open. Nobody gets out of their seat.
I love this, especially because
guess what? No one's getting out until the
especially
door is
because,
open.
And I'm sure you've been in the spot, but like when you are the person who has a plane to catch and you're on that flight and it's tight and they do that, hey, can you let people off? And people don't.
No, but everyone lies. Yeah, of
and
course.
It's,
yeah.
it's like screw you, man. Agreed. Like I'm gonna miss my flight because you won't just let me walk off. Like
Agreed.
Really, really, we're human beings here. Like I get these are the kind of things that really irk me and grind my gears. So I love this.
Everyone just lies.
I like that you're trying to solve the real problem.
But it also
us.
Just seems so simple.
I agree.
Like, why can't that be the answer?
Phenomenal.
Now I will say quickly to your thing, like I have very few diva qualities about me, I would say.
Yeah, you're very
one thing I am done with at this point in my career in my life is connecting flights.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. I hate it. I will not do it if I don't have to.
Unless I absolutely have to. But if the flight's $300, I'm paying $300. Like I am done
hear
with
that, Ron?
Flights. Yeah. Yeah. You hear that, Ron? Yeah. Like I'm done with connecting flights. It's too risky. There's too many times.
No, there's too many, especially for jobs.
You're doing I have to be back for the Milata show at 6 o'clock. I'm not connecting.
No, nor should you. That's a real reason. Yeah.
No, it's a great point. There's nothing worse than missing your connecting flight. I mean, remember when I used to do them all the time when I first started covering the team. Connecting here, connecting there, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's absurd. I think if you have a connecting flight, your flight should be like 20% of the price.
I agree
with you. The inconvenience is wild.
I agree with you. Are we going to get to Tucker's final thought or are we going to save that for tomorrow?
No, I would like Tucker's.
Okay, Tucker, would you like to go next with your final thought?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a hypothetical.
It was
question.
Hypothetical, but it's a fun one. Yeah, we talked about this yesterday.
I was wondering why you were doing this.
Yeah, so go ahead.
I'm glad I'm finally included.
I've always got your back.
He was making a signal behind my back that he had something.
No, I thought about it last night because we were at the All-Star game last night. And in the first inning, Juan Soto hit a foul ball, landed like 2 feet to my left.
Wow. Who were you with last night?
It was me and Jack.
Mm-hmm. I was with my brother. Okay, we were because my brother didn't have the pass to go down to the Diamond Club area. So we hung out up.
So
Jack and Tucker went to the cooler area and we stood a little further back, but it was actually cool because normally, you know, where we normally stand there, like it's tough during the playoffs because everyone's standing, everyone was sitting for the game. So we actually had a great view. It actually worked out well. You saw at the end when he came out, it was like much better than normal.
And like you could actually lean on the bar.
Yeah,
like normally I'm trying to like look between shoulders.
How was watching this, the All-Star game with Jack? Because watching baseball with Jack is terrible.
It's funny because
he's not fun.
He's reminding himself that it's okay that the Phillies aren't doing well.
I know. Yeah.
He told me like 4 times, like, I keep forgetting that I can just relax and like watch it. It's okay.
Well,
all right. So anyway,
Sanchez might be cooked.
Not sure. No, stop. All right. On with the story.
So foul ball landed a couple feet away from me. Didn't get it. Was very upset.
Did you try?
It.
No, he was looking the other way.
I was looking the wrong way. Like, I completely misjudged it. I thought it was going to land like 5 or 6 rows behind us. So I was ready for like a rebound. If I had taken a step over, it would have hit me in the shoulder. Like,
it's ironic because Tucker actually caught a t-shirt the night before. Wow. And they shot it in the,
yeah, I was very, very big night.
He was on top of it. Yeah.
Tucky's big day.
But I texted you guys after, like, if you catch a foul ball, the kind of accepted thing to do in society is you give it to a child, right? Like, you give it to a kid, you give it to someone near you, especially as an adult, because I'm 31 now. I can't keep it for myself.
Yeah.
I would, though, but.
Well, I'll let you finish.
Yeah, yeah. Let's finish.
But the conundrum I ran into was the only kids around me were kids of the players, because we were sitting and standing near the friends
they
and family section
is the point.
Of the American League All-Star. So, like, Mike Trout's kid was sitting behind me.
I'm sure he's got
kicked over my drink, by the way. Didn't say anything.
Mike Trout's
total
kid
bro.
Also looks a lot like the kid Christmas from Christmas Story. Yeah,
he did with the glasses.
Little Jonathan Lipnicki vibes.
But, like, if I caught the ball, like, do I give it to that kid who has access to any baseball that he would ever want to?
It's
like,
great, it's
I don't think so. Like, I think at that point, I'm the one who needs it more than he does.
All right. So do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
I can go first because I you went first last time. I'll go first this time.
Okay.
I have no problem saying, like, I'm keeping the baseball if I catch a foul ball. Now, I purposefully, like, it, one of the great things about having a 7-year-old is I can keep the ball.
Right.
Zoe. Boom, yeah, exactly. Win. Yeah. So, like, I always think about that. But, like, if it were a situation where the other team hit it and it's an opposing game and there's a fan there, maybe I'd give it to an opposing kid. Like, if it's we're playing the Cubs and there's a Cubs fan and the Cubs right. player hits it or something, or a home run by an opposing team, I would probably give it to the kid. But otherwise, like, no, I've waited my whole life for a foul ball. Like, I'm there for a foul ball. I would, if it were a situation where there was an adorable kid sitting next to me who was looking at me like, I have the ball. Like, I'm not a monster. I'm not a monster. I will give it to the kid. But Mike Trout's kid, who has a lot more than I do, nah, sorry, kid.
All right, so here's where I would fall in it. A, I think it's perfectly acceptable for adults to be excited about getting home run balls and souvenir balls. And
I agree.
Like, right?
I've been waiting my whole life for
one. I'm okay when people bring their glove to the stadium. Yep. Like, I am okay with it.
I agree.
Now, I think that if I was in Tucker's situation, there's two ways to look at this. One is the fact it's Mike Trout's kid. I get your point, but ultimately he doesn't know he's Mike Trout's kid. And if he wants the ball, you're still upsetting him by not giving it to him. So if the kid
knows he's Mike Trout's kid.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, like, he came on the field and I kept hearing, like, is he daddy out there? Yeah.
I should rephrase that. Yeah. He's not, like, aware of all that he has access to whatever. You see what I'm saying? Like,
he is, but I get your point. It's more the point. You could just say he's still a kid.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, he's not sitting there being like,
that's where you're trying to get.
He's not aware that he can buy whatever he wants, right? Like, maybe he is. But regardless, I think if the kid asks you for the ball, you have to give it to
100%.
Even if it's Mike Trout's
100%.
Kid. You have to do it. Now, to be fair.
If the camera's on you and you're on the thing, like, it's a tough spot.
Now, to be clear, I think it's unfair you have to give it to him. But societal rule,
I agree.
You give the kid the ball.
No doubt.
I think if you're sitting there, you have the ball. I don't think you need to seek a kid out.
I agree.
I think if a kid comes up to you and is like, oh, I'd love to have the ball. Like, then you give it to him and you're happy about it and all that, right? Deep down, devastated, but
crushed.
Outside, happy.
Soul crushed.
I don't think if you catch a ball and you're an
adult,
have to look around and be like, oh, you should have this. Like, they didn't get the ball. Elliot. You know what I mean? So,
dude, I think Elliot nailed this. A baseball guy nailing it.
Yeah. But so I don't think you should have had to give it to Mike Trout's kid unless he asked. He didn't get it, so it doesn't even matter.
No.
I do think it was cool that the home run balls had autographs on them. Did you see that?
No.
I don't know if it was everyone, but I saw a lot of people that caught home run balls.
They autographed all the balls.
They autographed all the balls that they hit out. I think that's super cool.
That is cool. That is very cool. I love that. That's actually really, really, really cool.
I 100% agree.
You know, hit it. That's very
cool. Also, did you see the big gloves they put in the outfield?
Yeah, it was silly.
Okay, wow. I think they should do it.
No, I thought it was fun. I'm not saying it was like dumb. I'm saying it was silly looking. I thought it was cool. It would have been cool if people used them. No one really used them. They were just there.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a fun video. Yeah. A funny idea is my point.
I think a great playoff.
Not like funny, like I hated it. It's stupid. Yeah.
Like, all right, let's say Nola's pitching in the
playoffs. I wouldn't do it for a playoff game. I think it's fun for that.
I think it'd be funny. You put it out there when Nola's pitching. They all hold the gloves. I think it would be.
I don't think Nola would find that very funny.
Well, I'm saying in an opposing crowd.
Oh, if you were the other
like,
team.
It's like a bit,
oh,
I get you it. Know a bad
oh,
pitcher
that's
is going
funny,
up,
actually, yeah.
And you're like, oh,
okay,
time to put the home
idea.
Run gloves
I
out.
I made that. Yeah. That's better. Now it might piss them off and they might pitch well because of what you worry about.
And
but
for
I
what it's worth, your guy could give up a home run too. But I do think it's
it's interesting. All right, my final thought. And this is so dumb, but I spent a lot of time thinking about it over the weekend. Yeah, that's the best kind of final thought, really. What do you guys think is the best combo of a song and a movie with the same title?
Purple Rain.
So, right, so I'm never going to be able to think of this.
Purple Rain, I think, is interesting, but I ding it slightly because it is a music movie. Like, it is a movie of Prince and whatever. But I actually don't think Purple Rain is the winning answer, but Purple Rain is on my list. A good one, but I do ding it slightly. I'm, and this is my own, again, my idea, my dumb thing. I give more credence to a movie that is not about music. There was a caveat there. So that's funny. I have that, but I hated it. The movie,
great
I think the movie,
great song,
horrible, but I put it on the list because I knew
horrible
it.
Song.
But my point was more that like, if it's something like all right, so I'll give you, I have two that I think I have a few, but I think my favorite one is one of two. I'll say one of them. And it's an example of what I'm talking about where the song is in the movie, but it has nothing to do with the movie. The movie is not named because of the song, whatever. I think Stand By Me might be the best answer. Unbelievable top-notch movie. The song, one of the best songs ever done. Like, it's a great one. And they like the song is played at the end of the movie over the credits, but like it is not part of the movie. It has nothing to do with the movie. Like, it's not named after it. Whereas like something like a musical or something is named after the song. So it's less, you know what I mean?
So you're not counting it as much if it has,
if it's named after the song. Exactly. Okay. Yes. So I'm
not going to be good at this because
so
I'm
bad. I have a list. I didn't know if you guys want to think, but
no,
I have
yeah,
a list.
Just do your list.
Do you want me to just do my list? Do you have any others you want to fire off real quick or just do my
no,
list?
No, do your list.
Okay. So I think the Stand By Me and Dazed and Confused are my two favorite answers. Dazed and Confused, okay. The movie and the Led Zeppelin song, both Haymakers.
Didn't know that was a song.
Okay. I know you did. Yeah. Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. It's, have you ever seen
sounds like a good one.
Have you ever seen Jimmy, the Zeppelin guy, play the guitar with the violin bow? It's a very famous thing
that's
that
like
he does.
A cello, right?
But he plays like an electric guitar with the
that's
he's,
pretty
the,
cool.
He's the only, that's Dazed and Confused. That's a okay. song he does it on. Anyway, it's very cool. It's cool sounding. American Pie. Unbelievable song, one of the greatest songs.
That's
of all
a really
time.
Good one. Now,
very good one. I think the song beats the movie in that one, but
quick,
they're both
quick
great.
Question:
yeah,
does the song have to be in the movie? No,
no?
Okay,
no, just
the
same
American
name.
Pie.
Same title.
I don't think it is. Okay. I don't know.
Well,
that.
Then that's a pretty good one.
It's a great one.
It's a good one. I love the song American Pie. It seems controversial, but
I mean, that's just about a death.
No, I know. I just think some people don't like it.
I love it.
I could be wrong.
There was a 6 month to a year stretch where it was my favorite song. Like,
I love it. I agree with you.
I think Iron Man. The you know, Ozzy Osbourne song is great.
Iron Man as a movie itself, I think, is a notch
I think it's
below.
A notch below. Again, yeah, I said those my best ones. I said already. My top three are Stand By Me, Dazed and Confused, and American Pie in some order. And then I think there's a step down. Gravity, the John Mayer and the
good song.
The Cuarón movie is pretty amazing. My Girl is a really good answer. The song is amazing. The movie's good.
So I think My Girl, in my opinion,
I knew that would be
I think would
alley.
Be ahead of Stand By Me.
Yeah,
but
so
I think that's
I wouldn't put it
very
there
comparable.
Because I think the song My Girl is slightly better than the song Stand By Me. I think the movie Stand By Me is much better than
okay.
My Girl.
Fair.
Then I had Frankenstein, that Gwinner's group song.
Yeah.
Point to you. You know the song.
Yes.
It's a great song. And then Nebraska. I'm not a big Springsteen fan, but the movie, the Alexander Payne movie. And then a Bohemian Rhapsody I had on here. Oh, Roxanne was another one I had. The Steve Martin movie.
Great
and the
song for Roxanne.
So anyway, I'm sure there's others, and I'm very intrigued to know what the best is. I feel like it's Stand By Me or Dazed.
Stand By Me is a very good one. So Roxanne, when I used to do a workout class in Art Museum Steps, we would do something where we played the song, and every time they said Roxanne, we'd do a burpee.
Nice.
So like I have a
Roxanne!
Mixed relationship with the song. But I think it's an interesting question.
It's a fun one to think about.
I think My Girl, I think the answer is probably My Girl or Stand By Me. I think then American Pie.
Well, you don't know Dazed By and Confused, the song.
Yeah.
If you knew, and the movie's amazing.
The
it's
movie
my favorite movie
good.
On the list. Is Dazed
I think American Pie is a good one. But I would put it.
Those are the ones.
It was the other one you said that I thought was good. But no, I think it's an interesting question.
It's, a,
any,
it's a dumb, fun hypothetical.
I can't think of any other ones.
So give it some thought. We're recording tomorrow. Maybe one pops around. I would love to see if anyone comes up with one. So anyway, good times. All right. You got a meeting. I think you have a meeting too.
It's the same meeting.
Do you guys have, that's why. Yeah. You guys have the meeting. I don't. I have to go pick up my wife and nap and all those good things. Nice. We'll be back tomorrow. So yeah, we'll see you then. That's pretty cool. We'll react to some of those other lists. Lots more. Until then, shout out to Ashley. Shout out to Tucker, shout out to everyone. We love this. We got more to tell you. Again, check out Ashley on July 25th at Turnersville location in Jersey. Juwan Duran's going to be hanging out. We'll tell you more as it approaches. So until then, he's Elliot and James.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like...
You with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.